Today Show.
The markets.
Well, Chris Stewart is a portfolio manager at 91. He is on the line to us from Cape Town this evening. Another 2 days of gains on the JSE, Chris Stewart. I could get used to this. It feels like it's all over, but we know it's not.
No, it certainly isn't, Bruce, but we'll take two positive days in a row. I can't remember when I've last seen two positive days in a row, so delighted to see it. And if what's happening in the US markets is anything to go by, it looks as though things are going reasonably well there again this evening.
Yeah, nice positive day playing out in the US. And a lot of this is due to the huge value, the $6 trillion stimulus in the United States. South Africa's not disclosed stimulus as being in the, not disclosed how much it's going to spend on bond buying. But things are a lot calmer today as monetary authorities in South Africa are showing a willingness to step in and be counted.
Yeah, Bruce, I mean, two very significant events. We woke up to the fact that the massive stimulus package in the U.S. had indeed been approved. I'm not sure if that's the solution necessarily they need. Nonetheless, it is marginally positive. And that, I guess, got us off to a decent footing. And then we saw quite significantly further moves from the South African Reserve Bank to step in and address the liquidity situation that had really sprung up in the local market. You'd seen big selling of South African bonds, nobody making a market for South African bonds, a big flight for liquidity as people were pulling money out of funds, and that was resulting in something of a liquidity crisis domestically. First of all, incremental repo actions were announced by the South African Reserve Bank, which was a step in the right direction, and then saying they will come in and make a market for bonds as well. That got the bond market going and in turn got the equity market following suit.
Well, that was a good news story on the day. Banks seem to have calmed down a little bit. Look, they're trading considerably below their previous highs, but then everything is. I don't think anything has escaped, and certainly on the equity market, the huge rout that we've seen in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I've been spending a lot of time chatting to the banks over the last couple of days. There's obviously a number of work streams that they're involved in, making sure that liquidity conditions normalize within the banking sector as quickly as possible. That appears to be moving in the right direction quite quickly now. There's a massive operational work stream that they've got to focus on. They have got to make sure that banks carry on operating throughout this crisis period and certainly throughout the next 21 days. The banks need to keep operating, and they need to make sure that the safety and well-being of their employees are secured. You've got a number of bank employees sitting in IT centers, making sure that the systems of the banking of the various banks remain online. They've got to make sure that those particular employees are well protected from any potential illness that they may pick up as a result of the virus. Additionally, all of their call centers, their customer service and collections call centers need to carry on operating. That's a major task that they're undergoing. And of course, they've got to try and work out how are they going to navigate a potential shutdown period that prolongs beyond the 21-day window, during which a number of their clients will not be drawing full salary and therefore will not be able to service their debt through no fault other than the fact that there is a temporary shutdown in the economy. How do you manage your way through that? How do you make sure that you don't have to create provisions against non-performing loans that are purely the result of a short-term anomalous type of impact that might negatively impact on their capital and their ability to carry on operations? There's an awful lot going on in all sectors, but particularly the banking sector right now. Very, very busy indeed, Bruce.
What capacity do they have to expand the terms of their so-called holidays? And we know taking a holiday can be expensive. Any kind of holiday is expensive. But holidays for beyond small business and beyond student loans, for example, into mortgages and such like. Are they discussing this sort of stuff?
Yeah, I would imagine these sort of issues are being discussed frenetically behind the scenes with the Banking Association representing the banks, bringing in the Ministry of Finance, South African Reserve Bank, even the accounting profession, the Basel Committee for Banking Standards globally. This is not a uniquely South African issue. Across the globe, economic activity is grinding to a halt. That's going to result in temporary debt service problems across the market. How exactly do you deal with that? We're very fortunate in South Africa. We have a very highly established and sophisticated banking system. There's quite a lot of liquidity in the system. The banks are very, very well capitalized by global standards as well. As a result of that, we enter this particular crisis with the necessary tools. It's also a sector that's been well regulated over years. The African Reserve Bank is admired globally as a very strong regulatory body. One just has to constructively apply one's mind as to how do you provide the breathing room to goodwill clients who otherwise would have been servicing their debt, who are unable to service it during a short period of time without necessarily having a flood of non-performing loans emerging across the banking sector, which, given some of the current accounting requirements, particularly the new accounting standard IFRS 9 for accounting for bad debts across banks, has a somewhat difficult and pro-cyclical effect that's going to need to be managed quite carefully over the next few months.
Chris Stewart, thank you. Portfolio manager at 91. None of this stuff is simple. I mean, I see so many people on social media saying, banks must come to the party. Banks must do this. They should do that. None of this stuff is taken lightly. None of these decisions are taken lightly. This is deeply complicated stuff. It is pivotal that we get it right.